This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are we becoming Pavlov's dogs? Asks the Psychology Today blog. We'll talk about that coming up here in moments. But first, we're into psychological distance. This is a discussion you started having in the last hour, Johnson, with 10 examples of, I guess, using the concept of psychological distance, which my basic understanding of what you've explained is sort of putting yourself outside of yourself.
Reframing, yeah, putting yourself outside of yourself.
In order to sort of look back upon yourself and figure out what you're doing.
Either imagining yourself as a different person, imagining yourself in a distant time frame.
And this can help
somehow
you.
Somehow distancing yourself from
this can help you kind of be a better person? Or
yeah, all sorts of special powers.
So where are we at in this list of 10 examples?
Becoming more persuasive, number 3.
Okay.
So when people are considering a purchase, they are more persuaded when the framing is psychologically distant. finding from 2 experimental studies consistently show that consumers in a pre-decisional mindset, i.e., consumers still deliberating on an unresolved decision, are more likely to be persuaded by messages with psychologically distant orientation, which emphasize the future or target a distant other. So I guess if they're like, you know, selling you something based on like, you know, oh, you're going to really be happy about this in the future, you know, that kind of sales situation. So what's interesting
I'd love to hear more specific examples. I don't know if they provide that.
They don't here.
But like, you know, how would you pitch me a car based on the idea of psychological distance?
Well, you know, if you think about basically most ads almost kind of, put some sort of future thought about how you like, oh, you're going to be happy about this. Or like, you know, a lot of ads are, you know, like weight loss. It's all framed in the future. Like a lot of stuff is framed in the future. It's not really framed in the present or the past. A lot of these ads are framed in a way that's, you know, oh, this is how you'll be, you know, sort of thing, right?
Sure. I mean, of course, a sales pitch that is successful focuses on how the individual is going to benefit from having that thing, which they do not have now, but the company would like them to have in the future.
Right.
So
I mean, it's just if you want to be more persuasive, I guess, is you want to couch your, you know, discussion about whatever you're trying to persuade the person of as, you know, you want to distance it psychologically, I guess.
All right.
It's sort of an interesting idea. I would have thought that it would be also, you know, I actually misread this or misinterpreted it in my mind to think that actually you could probably make yourself more immune to this effect by, when making a decision, psychologically distancing yourself. So really sort of not being like, oh, I'm going to really enjoy this. You know, like let's say you're going to buy a car, right? Instead of thinking like, oh, this car is great, I'd love to drive this car right now, you're thinking about it now. Put yourself in the future. How will I be 10 years from now if I bought this car? You know, like, what's my money situation? Like, where am I going to be? You know, if you distance yourself in that fashion, you're going to think about a whole slew of other things that are going to help prevent you from probably being too easily persuaded.
Okay.
So it's sort of like both sides of the coin of persuasion. If you distance yourself, or if you distance the other person in a way that, you know, where you're controlling the narrative, you can be more persuasive.
Number 4.
Or be less persuaded. So number 4 is you can gain emotional self-control. So it's probably talking a little bit about what I was just saying about the, you know, being less persuaded. Psychological distance can give us emotional distance. And then the quote again, negative scenes tend to be less negative and less emotionally arousing when imagined moving away, and the opposite when imagined moving toward the observer. If you are a very emotional person, psychological distance can be a useful technique to control your emotions.
Well, I mean, as far as negative scenes, isn't it true that, humans, some of their response to trauma, mm-hmm. like actual violence or something,
right.
an abusive husband or wife or something right. like that, that they would put themselves out of that into some other mental place
sure.
to literally take themselves away from it, even though they're still suffering whatever the violence
yep.
is, they're mentally going somewhere else.
Right.
That doesn't, you know, avoid
control over their situation.
It doesn't avoid a broken arm or,
sure.
you know, battered face.
But this is about emotional
yeah.
control. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would definitely help with controlling your emotions in that situation.
Whether that, I don't think that's generally done on purpose. It's just one of the responses.
Well, you know, I'm sure for some people it is on purpose. I mean,
okay.
some people maybe they can't even control it. You know, they don't think of doing that,
yeah.
you know. But it says a complementary matching psychological distance to one's habitual perspective generally leads to better emotion regulation. Specifically, individuals with high avoidant attachment who habitually distance themselves from their experiences may benefit from psychological immersion. So, to explain what
psychological immersion versus psychological distance.
Right. So,
is psychological immersion the opposite of psychological distance? Where
I guess, I mean, essentially, the, you know, deeply thinking about a subject. But they're, you know, they're saying there are people who avoid sort of attachment and who constantly distance themselves from
like a Buddhist
experiences. Sure. Yeah. I guess you know. So they, you know, they really like meditation. They're going to
yeah.
be the type of person that meditates. And then they say, well, individuals with high anxious attachment who habitually immerse themselves in their experiences may benefit from psychological distancing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people who have a lot of anxiety are going to be the type that are going to be more benefit by maybe, like, take yourself out of the situation as opposed to...
I would be interested in hearing from somebody who has, you know, experience with this, and especially somebody who has anxiety, because I know people who have anxiety. Some people I care about
right.
Have anxiety. And it seems to be very debilitating for the individual
right.
in question, to where once they get into this anxious phase
right,
or
right.
whatever you call it, you just basically have to ride it out. That there's
yep.
there's not really any – this is my observation from the outside, and so I can't say I'm intimately familiar with this. But they seem to just kind of have to ride it out and just get through the through this. Is there a way to take steps – towards psychologically distancing oneself from a situation that causes anxiety that can lessen the anxiety instantly in that moment? Is that a practice,
maybe.
Sort of a meditation
I don't know.
Practice?
I couldn't answer that one because I can tell you this. I mean, I've never been diagnosed with any kind of anxiety, but
mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you that I've been developing an anxiety disorder over the past several years. I'm pretty sure. I had
really?
my computer, the you know, break on me. And
the
it's
one with the water cooling?
Water cooling system. It's just it was just extremely stressful, and I've never... I finally worked up, you know, after months, finally worked up the, you know, like the nerve to get in and like work on it again.
Yeah.
Because it's just stressful. It's not like I'm afraid to do it or, you know, whatever. Like if it breaks, I'm just buy a new one. You know, I'll have to do that. I don't really want to do that. It's kind of horrible. But, you know, it's just so stressful and nerve wracking. So, I finally got it, and I went in, and there was more broken parts, and I had to order stuff to replace it. The parts
get
just
new pump,
came.
Get some new
yeah,
tubing.
Just got all those parts in, and it's mm-hmm. just like, oh, I got to do this again, you know, and go back in and try it again, you know, and it's just...
Clear out a few hours.
It's
and
been like 9 months, you know, since
mm-hmm.
it's happened. I mean, I've almost been without my computer, that computer.
So
anyway,
where does the anxiety come in?
It's just when I go to start to do it, it's just like, it's just, you know, I can feel like just stress, like, you know, heart rate up and not, you know, just, it's just an unpleasant experience that I just... avoid, you know, and it's just...
So you've been putting it off?
I've just continually been putting it off, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So you have all the parts right now?
Now I do, and I haven't been putting it off, but I put off ordering the parts. Now that I've ordered the parts, I'll get it done, you know, but...
But you still haven't done it. You have the parts now.
I just got the parts, like...
Today?
Sunday, I think.
Okay.
And I just haven't had time.
All right.
You know? And
so,
I don't have time tonight, obviously.
Yeah.
But...
And so is it foreboding to you? Like, oh, God, I don't want to do this.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that the same thing as anxiety?
I think it's a form yeah. of anxiety, being anxious about doing that. You know,
is it a fear of what might happen? Because, I mean, odds
yeah.
are good, you'll be success at it.
Is it? Are the odds good? I don't know.
I mean, you
feel
put
like
the tubes
odds are,
on the thing, you put it on the
leaks,
pump.
What if when the first time I ran the computer, the chip damaged itself from overheating?
Well,
here's where the anxiety comes in.
See,
like,
this is the difference.
My thought is, I've spent all this money, and
yeah.
for me, it's a foregone conclusion that I'm going to build this thing,
and it'll fail.
It'll be like, oh, you wasted your money. Now buy a new computer, jerk.
Well, these are the risks of a hobby where the hobby involves
but the hobby
liquid
is my work machine
and electronics. There's a chance that something could go very a higher chance yeah. that something could go wrong.
This is what you get when you want a gaming computer for your working machine.
Yeah. Toll free number tonight 855-450-FREE. I had a water cooled computer once, and I just sort of went into it knowing that everything in this computer could fail and be damaged by liquid. And sure enough, at one point that did happen. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype The Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, New Hampshire Hempfest, August 25th through the 28th. We're 2 months away from Hempfest, and it's going to be awesome. The tickets are discounted in the month of June, so you've got literally a couple days left to go and lock your tickets in if you want the discounted price. And all of the tickets are discounted, so VIP, regular tickets, and there's a bunch of different types of tickets that you can get for HempFest. Go to nhhempfest.com, and you can get your tickets there. By the way, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from HempFest. It's happening at Rogers Campground. I don't know if you know that. That's the same place where the Porcupine Freedom Festival happened or has happened for a number of years. So I'm excited to be going back to Rogers Campground in 2 months at nhhempfest.com. And again, if you are a VIP ticket holder, you'll be able to see Free Talk Live broadcast live. The reason why that restriction is in place is because they're expecting 3,000 people at this event. If you've been to a Porcupine Freedom Festival, you know they pretty much maxed out at about 1,500 people a couple of years ago, and it's kind of been going down from there, is my understanding. Some people said Porkfest was at like half capacity at this year's event. Others are claiming they had the same amount of people this year as they did last year. So who knows what the truth is about Porkfest. But the truth about Hempfest is it's going to rock. It's basically a music festival. This is not a libertarian speech fest at all. This is a party. This is music for 4 straight days, Thursday through Sunday, August 25th through the 28th. You can get a full list of bands at nhhempfest.com. And again, we'll look forward to seeing you there because we're broadcasting live. As we continue with your calls and your thoughts, Dave, listening in New Hampshire, we'll get back to psychological distance here in moments. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
As of yesterday, you guys had not yet talked about this, but tell me if I'm repeating something you've already talked about tonight. I had two liberty activist deaths to report in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Go for it. Are, you know, Shim Kellogg, one of our state reps, who's a free stater, I believe, died about a week ago of cancer. These are both young people. These are not old folks dying.
Yeah, Shim was 34, I believe.
Yeah. And,
a real loss. I mean, a really talented guy, Shem. I got the chance to meet him on a number of occasions, and I was really impressed with, you know, the effort that he put into growing the Free State Project. And he and his wife, Carla, went around to various different events, like, you know, all the Ron Paul events and different conferences, Libertarian Party conferences, things like that. And they did just... They just did balls-to-the-wall recruiting for the Free State Project, literally signing up. I don't know if it was almost as many as Free Talk Live, but I believe they were second to Free Talk Live as far as recruiting people for the Free State Project. So just incredible activists, really did a lot of great work. And then, as you pointed out, he ended up becoming a state representative as a liberty-oriented state rep, which, you know, is something that happens here in New Hampshire. It doesn't really happen in other states. So the guy was a real doer and a super – I would call him a super activist.
Yeah. The other death was, I guess, yesterday, or at least I heard about it, I think, yesterday. And he was a New Hampshire native, I guess, or he was already here before the Free State Project. I think he was an ally. But that's Mark Capuzzo in the Keene area, at least before I always knew of him sort of being. He may not have been there when he died. I think he was there when I knew him.
Yeah, he was still living here in Keene. In fact, we were seeing him regularly. He was hanging out over here at the Sanctuary for Love and Peace and the LRN studios. So a regular guest of the activist crew here, and he was involved in the 420 celebrations years ago. He's been a moderator online of the Keeniacs group on Facebook, and it's just always been a real... just a real pleasure to have around, and had a great sense of humor. Another good guy. You know, it's unfortunate, Dave, that as the liberty movement grows here in New Hampshire, we are inevitably going to see more people pass away. These aren't the first two activists who have died in the history of the liberty community's growth over the last 10 years here in New Hampshire. Some have died of natural causes. We had, of course, John Cannell die earlier this year, the founder of the Peaceful Assembly Church, of alleged smoke inhalation, although we're still waiting on the official report from that. At some point, you know, it's not going to really be newsworthy anymore when one of us dies, because there will be so many thousands, tens of thousands of libertarians and voluntarists here. It's just going to become more of a regular occurrence, sadly.
Well, I mean, it's still would be newsworthy, but it might be a little bit more like an obituary section of a broadcast or a newspaper. From what I understand, Capuzzo, according to Rich Paul, I was trying to figure out exactly what happened, what people think got him, but it was supposedly some sort of bad drug that he consumed. And
well, that's the speculation right now. We don't know for sure. There hasn't been any kind of toxicology report that has come back. So we're not sure about that. But there is a possibility that he took something thinking that it was MDMA, but it turned out that it wasn't. So we don't know what it actually was. It may, you know, maybe it was MDMA and he just happened to have a heart attack during that time frame. Maybe it had nothing to do with the drugs. Maybe it was just a coincidence, or maybe it was a bunk product that was being marketed as MDMA, and then that was what sparked whatever the issue was that caused his untimely demise. He was 32 years old. So, yeah, all very unfortunate.
Rich is calling him a victim of the war on drugs, and he says it wasn't an overdose. It definitely wasn't
an overdose. That much I know. And whether he was a victim of the war on drugs, I think speculatively that's likely the case. It's likely because New England's what's being sold as MDMA or Molly or ecstasy in New England is frequently not. It's frequently something else entirely. I remember years ago seeing a particular set of pills tested turned out to be DXM, which was a cough suppressant that was in pill form and being marketed as though it was MDMA, being sold at $20 a pill as though it was ecstasy, and it turned out it wasn't at all.
And dextromethorphan is very, very different from MDMA.
It's incredibly different. It's dissociative as opposed to an entheogen, or empathogen, rather. So, Dave, thank you for the call on that. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
You've been getting a lot of coverage for NH Exit, by the way. There's been a lot of local news media coverage here in New Hampshire, television stations, newspapers covering your protest that happened on Sunday night outside of a federal building in Manchester, protesting the federal government demanding that New Hampshire leave the United States. Have you garnered any interviews since then?
No one's contacted me since the demonstration. It's just what's happening is it's sort of just being copied and pasted from news organization to news organization. It does seem to be spreading fairly fast now.
Right. There hasn't been a lot of original reporting. I noticed that as well. So the Union Leader newspaper just basically copied a link from the Concord Monitor. They didn't do their own report. And the same thing with the WMUR report, the television report. They just basically copied a few paragraphs of the Concord Monitor story or boiled it down into a few paragraphs. But still, some coverage is better than no coverage. And this was your first event for NHExit.com. It's my understanding you've got a website in the works, and that'll hopefully be up and running by what, this weekend?
The real website, a decent placeholder website is now up and running.
Okay, cool. When I went earlier, it was just a forum thread, so I'm glad to hear that things are moving in the right direction.
Grass, but not embarrassing.
Keep us in the loop as NH Exit develops. Hopefully we can beat Texas to the punch. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-3, more on Psychological Distance.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Feed the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about psychological distance, which... an interesting concept that, Johnson, you've introduced us to tonight here, the idea of sort of taking yourself outside of yourself,
right,
in order
reframe,
to better assess a situation, or whether or not you should buy something, your feelings, how you're interacting with other,
right,
people. That's my basic understanding of this. We're continuing with 10 examples of psychological distance,
right,
applied, if you,
yep,
will, right?
Yep, applied, yep. How they could possibly be applied. This one's a weird one, too.
Where are we
at?
Number five?
Number five. Beware the illusion of explanatory depth. Mm. Not all of the effects of thinking abstractly are positive. One of the dangers of abstract thinking is that it leads us to think we understand something better than we do. This is called the illusion of explanatory depth. Many people know vaguely that an earthquake occurs because two geological plates collide and move relative to one another. But again, they know little about the mechanism that initially produces these collisions. Nonetheless, people believe they understand these concepts quite deeply and are surprised by the shallowness of their own explanations when prompted to describe the concepts thoroughly.
Hmm. All right.
Although folk wisdom suggests that we often fail to see the forest for the trees, sometimes greater concern is what we fail to see the trees for the forest. So that's just sort of an interesting thing.
That's,
is that you're distancing, you know, how distance can work. Number six is be true to yourself. Psychological distance can make us less susceptible to social influence, as it can help to guide action at a distance by consistently reflecting a person's core values and ideals, which are likely to be shared within important relationships or groups. In other words, when we think abstractly or with psychological distance, we are truer to ourselves. So in other words, if you take yourself, if you're taking yourself and looking at yourself at the distance, you know, like a fly on the wall, mm-hmm. or from, you know, a future perspective, or, you know, from your future self, you know, thinking about, you know, if I were my future self, what would I want? You're going to be more likely to consider your overall goals and morals and perspective than you would if you were just being reactionary.
Hmm, okay.
You know, so like you're, because you're really thinking about something as opposed to just reacting to a particular situation and acting on instinct or acting on rash choices.
Well, yeah, I do hear a lot. It's interesting the parallels between sort of the New Age viewpoint and some of the science here.
Sure.
That the idea
well,
there
New Age
is,
stuff is all just made up, and you know, like, so it's not like, you know, it's a lot of New Age stuff is often stolen from psychology and stolen from actual science.
Yeah, well,
you know,
whatever. However you yeah, want to explain sure. it, they're explaining similar concepts for different audiences.
Sure.
And so
if it helps people to understand it, great.
Yeah. So anyway, well, go on with the.
Go ahead and say what you're going to say. What's the parallel?
I forgot.
Sorry, I just knocked it out of your head.
Sorry.
Well, maybe I could stand to learn from number 7, which is to be more polite. people tend to be more polite when they're thinking abstractly. 8 studies showed that politeness is associated with a high level construal temporal distance and spatial distance. So again, if people are, you know, putting themselves outside of themselves, you know, by construct or by time or by space, however they're taking themselves out, that they, again, if they're perceiving themselves in a more moral fashion, in a more goal-oriented fashion or whatever,
mm-hmm.
because of distancing themselves and being truer to themselves, they'll also probably be more polite.
Sure.
Because you're not, it's not that anonymity. I mean, it's almost like there's another person, but it's yourself. It's probably,
sure, you're observing yourself.
It's probably an effect that a lot of people get, you know, a lot of people are probably doing this instinctually when they are judging themselves as their own God. Because religious people are doing that, whether or not they want to admit it or not. When you are perceiving yourself as what, you know, the watchful eye of God, that's actually you.
That's you.
That's yeah. you that's judging yourself from outside yourself.
Well, that's kind of part of the pantheistic view there, the idea
sure.
that you are God.
Right. Well, it's also the idea of all Christians who don't actually necessarily know that they're their own God, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, in number 8 would be, fire your creativity. People often recommend physical separation from creative impasses by taking a break. But
sure.
psychological distance can be just as useful. Participants in one study who were primed to think about the source of a task as a distant solved twice as many insight problems as those primed with a proximity to the task.
Meaning if your boss is half a world away, you're going to solve the problem faster than if he's in the same room?
I don't think it has to do with necessarily the boss. Well, the source of a task... wow, I wish they were. There is a link here, but I'm not going to go through to it.
That's
but
right.
I kind of wish that they had explained this a little bit better.
Yeah, I do find, you know, more, I think this list would be better with some specific examples.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm actually just kind of shocked that they aren't there. Because normally these articles are pretty good about providing that kind of stuff, but this one is a little bit lacking.
I don't disagree with the concept. I mean, I think that the concept is fine.
Right.
Psychological distance.
I mean, the source of a task is distant. I mean, that just seems so flexible. Not necessarily meaning a boss, but meaning, you know, maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to come up with an example and having a hard time.
Hmm. Well, certainly, I think if we are talking about a boss, having the boss looming over your shoulder is likely not going to get the job done quicker in a lot of cases.
Right. People recommend physical exercise and just taking a break. You know, like in art, when you take a break, you know, you're like drawing something or whatever, like you get up and walk away from
it. Take 15 minutes or whatever.
You know, if you're programming, if you're writing, you know, sometimes it can just help any kind of creative process. You get up and walk away from it. And it sounds like that's what they're making the link to, you know, but saying that if something is distant, like maybe you're thinking of the task itself as you're more removed from it rather than being in and involved
in
it. You're almost controlling it from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're kind of saying.
I got you.
So
if you're literally walking away from your task and you take a walk outside,
right.
you're physically distant from it,
right.
Or
but
mentally distant.
If you just
distant.
Think of yourself as distant from it, that would work too.
Okay.
As opposed to thinking of like, you know, it's like almost like you're just decreasing
as
your
thinking of deadlines,
right.
thinking
yeah,
of
exactly.
the next step. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, deadlines would be another great example of you know, if the deadline is distant, you might be more apt to just be okay, you know, if you're if you're actively working on it.
Yeah.
Is what they were. Improve your self-control.
What number is this?
9.
Okay.
Participants who had been encouraged to think in high-level abstract terms demonstrated greater self-control in enduring the discomfort of the hand grip in order to receive more accurate personality profiles. So they must have done something where, like, people are, like, really voraciously giving, like, a hard handshake or something like that while, you know, trying to determine what the personality of the person is.
Yeah, which we didn't have to speculate about that.
I know. It's really, you know, well, then again, there's a link.
They link to a study.
There's a link to a study. So I'll give you the link to this so that if listeners look it up on the Facebook profile, they can read more.
All right.
But again, it's just sort of interesting. It sounds like that they, you know, there's a hard handshake and they're trying to determine someone else's personality and they're more accurate if they're thinking abstractly and putting a distance between themselves and the person who they're engaged with. And then the last, number 10, is trigger wise thoughts. This is interesting. Being wise means seeing the bigger picture. Abstract thinking and psychological distance can help you to do that. Two experiments demonstrate that cueing people to reason about personally meaningful issues. Study number 1 is career prospects for the unemployed during an economic recession. And study number 2, anticipated societal changes associated with one's chosen candidate losing 2008 U.S. presidential election. And they consider them from a distance perspective. It enhances their wise reasoning, dialectism, intellectual humility, attitudes, cooperation-related attitude assimilation, and behavior. So, again, if they're not... If they detach themselves, people tend to get a bigger picture because they're not so involved in a particular like, oh my God, my candidate loses. Oh, it's my candidate. You know, if they think like, oh, well, distance yourself from this. How are you really going to feel about this 10 years in 2018? How are you going to feel about this? Like,
Are things really going to change if candidate A wins versus candidate B? You know, look at the rest of history.
You know, what if you were in Mexico right now? You're like just distancing themselves physically, you know, like spatially. Different ways of doing that because maybe future might not necessarily be good for that one. Someone
maybe you've got an actual application here where you've used psychological distance. You can give us a specific example. You're welcome to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Meanwhile, are you owned by your phone? We can talk about that, too. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program helps Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board. We've got 170 stations right now. We could have twice that number. It's, you know, there's hundreds more out there. We could do that, but we need more help from you. $5 a month is all it costs to join the AMP program. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on the AMP program site. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com.
Now, I can imagine somebody out there in radio land might be too nervous to call a radio show. Like, they might just get too nervous about it, right?
So,
well, if you're that type of person, what you should do is you should imagine yourself as a future version of yourself who has conquered this fear of calling the radio show. Then imagine that you are that person now, and then make the call.
That's persuasive, Johnson. Imagine yourself how you'll feel after you've hung up the phone, successfully having a conversation with us. It'll be exhilarating.
Right. You are that person. You are this future version of yourself that has already done this. How would you perceive that the call then?
That's, you know, it's very new age, Johnson, without you realizing it. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Let's go to George in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hey, how's it going today?
What's on your mind, George?
I'm really pissed off right now at, like, retail experiences here where I'm at. I'm in Toronto, and I hate it here. You know, like, you go to retail in the U.S., and people are so much friendlier, you know. When something's out of the box, it's out of the box. Give me a discount. Don't be a cheap ass.
Well, wait. Don't you go into the store and say, like, you know, I'm having a problem with this product, and you go, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
This guy was like, this guy thought he was, what's that, Perez Hilton, and he was like being condescending because I'm saying, hey, this guy promised me a discount if I buy this printer out of the box. It's out of the box. You don't have another one. I want that one. And he's like, I got to go talk to my manager. And he goes against his manager. His manager couldn't even have the balls to come and talk to me. And, you know, I'm never going
what
back
store
to
is
again.
This? What store?
Staples. Don't go Staples. There.
So, wait a minute. Yeah. So you're telling me there's a difference between shopping at Staples in Canada versus shopping at Staples in the United States, and that
100% difference. Every time I go to Staples in the U.S., I go in there, and they're like right away, how can I help you? I have questions. They're friendly. They answer. They don't know the answer. They go look for it. They believe in the customer experience. Here, nothing. No one here believes in it.
I don't understand. Oh, I mean, why is that? I mean,
is it other stores, too, or is it just Staples?
It's other stores, too. It's not just Staples.
Okay, well, how long have you lived up there? Are you a native?
Am I Native American? No.
No, are you a Native Canadian?
Native Canadian.
I'm dual citizen, Canadian and American.
But where did you grow up?
In both countries.
Oh, at the same time. How do you, like?
Well, not at the same time, but a little while here, a little while there, a little
gotcha.
While here, a little
okay.
while there.
So you've been there. You've been to a lot of stores. You've had a lot of retail experiences. Now, I'm somebody who worked in retail. I worked at Big Kmart for a number of years when I was younger, and so I've got some experience as well. I mean, you're going to have a variety of quality of employees. You're going to have the grumpy, the angry employees. You're going to have the ones who do their jobs professionally and smile at every customer that comes in and everything in between. So what you're suggesting is that in Canada, the grumpy employees seem to be the dominant type. Is that what you're saying? You've
yes.
never had, I mean, surely you've had a positive retail experience in Canada at some point.
Of course, but like the majority of the experiences aren't good. The majority of the experiences are like the one that just happened today, which I'm really pissed about. Then I went to go buy a blunt, and I just got to give a shout out to...
Saying that on the air. That makes me think that he was being facetious call. I mean, he's called before, and I forget, you know, what... He's kind of a little bit of a troll, I think. I don't...
He knows about you, probably your no-shout-outs rule.
Yeah, I hate shout-outs. No one knows who Keon is, except for Keon.
Keon from Canada, eh?
Yeah.
He's a real hoser.
So, but I mean, he does bring up a real issue, and that is that, you know, retail experiences can be kind of crappy sometimes, which is one of the reasons why a lot of people are buying online. Why would you go into a retail location where you're going to be maybe treated poorly by the employees there or ignored completely? Sometimes it's hard to even find an employee, depending if you go at, you know, you go at nighttime to some of these stores, there's like one person working an entire back half of a store,
right?
And you need some customer service, good luck. If you finally do find the person, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I mean, I was that guy in Kmart. I worked the electronics department, but half the time the home center didn't have anybody, so I needed to go help when somebody needed a, you know, question answered in home center. Like, look, dude, I can help you look for the whatever it is that you want me to help you look for, but I don't know anything about it.
Right.
You know, I don't know anything.
But I wonder. I mean, it sounds like he's saying that there's a clear trend, but I wonder. I mean, now his call is kind
of
like,
BS.
You know, out the window. It's a really good topic for a prank call, though. Like,
yeah, I think so.
I mean, it's really good. So, like, is the retail experience in Canada harsher than it is in the United States?
Well, I would have loved, but I mean, before you started to say words you're not supposed to say on the radio, right. I would have loved to have had him answer the question of why he thinks that is the case. I mean, is it?
I don't think it's like I don't even think we can consider it legitimate anymore. But I do have to say that was a really brilliant like topic, just as a prank call to suck people in. Like, I'm going to suck them in with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Canadians are harsher at retail. That's actually kind of creatively really good radio
topic.
You could
come up with some explanations for it. I mean, it's Canada. It's colder up there. They
yeah,
get
sure.
What is it, the seasonal affective
disorder?
Maybe it's
like the French, you know, like American, like if you're in the French section, like maybe they just don't like Americans as much.
Yeah, but this was Toronto, so that's not
Toronto,
the,
no, okay.
No, it's not that. Yeah. It's not Quebec.
Yeah, not Quebec.
I've been to Toronto, actually. Yeah. Very nice international city.
I mean, every thing I've ever heard about Canadians is they're all super-duper friendly.
They're so super nice.
Like way more nice in retail, too.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't recall
Hey, welcome
having,
to our story. Come on in.
Yeah, I don't recall having a bad experience up there.
Complimentary beers and hockey sticks all around.
That didn't happen to me, but, but you know.
They didn't crack open like a nice...
No, I went to Walmart there, too, so I had the direct comparison of a Walmart in the United States to a Walmart in Canada, and it looked like Walmart. It felt like Walmart. They were wearing
still
the same
American
blue smocks.
Company, I mean, but...
Well, what would that have anything to do with it? If what the caller's saying is true...
Yes, if it's the customer service people. But you would think that, you know, there might be different
Staples
rules.
Is an American company, too.
Well, yeah, I know, yeah. But he said it was all other... He said it was a bunch of other companies, too. So I was just considering general.
Well, it's a ridiculous call.
Yeah.
I mean, on its on its face. But we will...
They could be disconnected from the central corporate office, so oversight is lacking. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just coming up with hypothetical reasons for this nonsense topic, which I think is a brilliant nonsense topic.
So, in
massive
other news,
points for that, because I mean, in actuality, if that were like a real story for prep, it would have been a great story.
In other news, Johnson, did you ever get to play that game that you brought in here the other week?
I've only played it a little bit. I think I told you.
It must not be a good game.
No, it is a really good game. It's just I'm addicted to Minecraft.
Has kept you away from a brand new game that you spent, what, $60
right.
on?
Yep.
What was the game called again?
Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst. It's one of these parkour games.
I'm more of a social gamer, so like if there's a game where I can play with people, I'm going to play that first.
Yeah.
And so the issue
But Minecraft doesn't end, right?
Right, no, but I found a group of people to play with, so I'm going to be more likely to play that unless they're not on, and then maybe I'll go play, you know,
then Mirror's you'll play Edge the single-player game.
Yeah, exactly. It's just I haven't been... I've been in a more of a creative mood rather than like sort of like I want to just veg out and play an action game. You know, like I'm just, you know, when I'm not gaming, I'm actually getting things done. And
that's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, so like, you know, if I'm going to game, I'm been just in the mood to veg out creatively and chat with people. So
I recently finished XCOM 2.
Okay. Cool.
The remade XCOM 2, because there was an XCOM 2 back in like 1991, which was also a great game.
Right.
And XCOM, if you enjoy strategy, turn-based strategy games, this is a great game. I mean, they did a fantastic job, and they still hold all of the kind of the XCOM elements in place where they've always been for two decades.
Right.
So the XCOM 2 and the one prior to that, the more recent XCOMs, have been very much, I think, in touch with where they came from, and yet adding to that formula more for a modern style of gameplay. I understand that XCOM 2 was released only on PC. I don't know. I've heard rumors that it is coming to the game systems as well at some point. I don't see why it wouldn't come out for the game systems, but I believe it was only released on PC.
So, you know, one thing that's interesting in the whole gaming computer world, it's kind of news, is recently NVIDIA has released this new graphics card or whatever that is... ridiculous.
Well, there's always some new ridiculous graphics card.
This one is like a very large leap over their last model and over all the other models, and it's sort of like one of these things where this new graphics card is really, really good. And they released it in such a way that the pricing on it is not bad either.
What's it called?
I don't know. I just know it's the most recent model, so it's not that hard to look up.
I just can't recommend that anyone ever buy a brand new graphics card like that. They're so expensive.
Look at it. I'm telling you, it's actually, that's the thing about this, is that's what's crazy, is it's so powerful and it's actually well
and affordable.
Reasonable prices. Yeah.
Well, hey, there you go. Some gaming info for you. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you...